Hi, everyone. This is Radio. This is Janie.
This is Prophetic Grace Network, where we talk about it. We do it more than we talk about it, and that's talking about prophesying. And I'm here to pray with you guys and to believe with you and to minister to you as the Lord leads. And anyone that wants to call in, the guest call-in number is 319-527-6027. Now, you can call in on that number and just listen if you want to, and that's fine. If you want to actually receive prayer, you have to click 1 on your phone, and that lets me know that you want to talk to me. So, anyhow, I appreciate everyone that's on the line tonight. I enjoy getting to visit with you and get to talk to you about what the Lord's put on my heart, and hope I can be a blessing to you guys. I appreciate Prophet Randy so much and appreciate him giving me the opportunity to speak to y'all and to be a part of the prayer team on PGN, and just many thanks, very many thanks to him. The Lord today has been talking to me since earlier today about honor, and I realized as I started to do a little study on it, it's like, okay, this is a much bigger subject than I could begin to cover in 30 minutes, but I want to touch on at least a few things the Lord was talking to me about. And I realized to myself today that at times that I have certainly fell short in honoring others as I should have. The Lord calls us to honor others. Certainly we are to honor the Lord. And we live in a day and a time now that's something we see very little of the respect and honor that others that they should have. I looked up honor, and it says, one, it means high respect, great esteem. It also says adherence to what is right or to a conventional standard of conduct. You know, when you look at the standard of conduct, you know, I'm on Facebook like most of the rest of you guys, and I see a lot of the things that are said, things particularly not only this president, but things about the last president and others that are in office. And certainly, we don't always agree with everything that they do or they say, but we should esteem the office that they hold. Our part is to pray, to hear God, to vote. There's nothing wrong, I don't think, with stating our beliefs as far as what we believe in, for standing up for that. But when it comes to attacking others, particularly those that are in the highest offices in the land, I don't think it's pleasing to God. That's not honoring those that the Lord has put into place, because the word says that the Lord puts kings in place and the Lord brings kings down. And I was looking up different scriptures that have to do with honoring. And of course, the one that most of us know, in Exodus 20:12, it says, "Honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord gave you." And then I've heard that most of my life, that they say, you know, honor your mother and father that you may have a long life. There's a promise of the Lord that goes with that. And, you know, I grew up in a day and time where kids were more seen than heard. We weren't allowed really to voice our opinions too much. Long as we were respectful, we could say some, but you know, you certainly minded your manners, whereas it seems like most children today have a little bit more freedom of speech than we did back, 40, 50, 60 years ago. But it brought to mind something a few years ago. My dad's been gone, nearly 3 years now. He's been in heaven. But during a time that he was in assisted living, my family lived in a different town than I do. I don't live that far away, but I do live in another town. But Dad was in assisted living, and I was going down from time to time, you know, trying to visit him fairly regular. I got kind of busy and got lax on it. And to be honest, as Dad got, you know, got a little older, he got to where he was fairly controversial and kind of fussy, you know, and it was challenging at times to go visit, because he could be pretty cantankerous and could make the visit a little trying. And I got to where, you know, just got lax about going as much, you know, and instead of going every week or something, going every 3 weeks or every 4 weeks there for a while. And then I'd go back to visit him a little regular, but I was not being consistent in honoring him that. And I was in a meeting once, and a prophet was there, and he knew me pretty well. I would say that we were friends to a degree. And when it was just he and I talking once, he told me, he said, "The Lord is saying for a year, I want you to go down and visit your dad every week." And I know that was God saying, honor your father. He may be cantankerous, you may be busy, but honor your father. And so I did. I made every effort I could to go see him every week then. You know, unless I was had a cold or something. Now, he had breathing issues, so I wouldn't go around him, you know, until I was well to make sure I didn't take anything in on him, because he was, you know, well up into his 80s then, into his late 80s. But it showed me how much the Lord cared about that, you know, how important that was to him that he would even have a prophet give me a prophetic word about go visit your dad every week. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it was only about a year later, or maybe a little less than a year later, that Dad went home to be with the Lord. And I was looking, it says, talks about another place, it talks about giving honor to whom honor is due. It says in Romans 13:7, this is the Darby translation, it says, render to all their dues, to whom tribute is due, to whom custom, give custom, to whom fear, give fear. Honor, give honor to whom is due honor. And that's where we see, even in the word, where Jesus said, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's. You know, that was about the taxes that were due. You know, Jesus, because he was King of Kings and the Son of God, he did not try to cheat on his taxes. He still honored the authority in the land, and he paid his taxes. Said, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's. The honor that was due to Caesar, he gave it to him. So honor is just such an important thing to the Lord. There's another place where it says in Galatians 6:6, the one who is taught the word, like if I go to a meeting and I'm taught, it said, is to share all good things with the one who teaches them. And this is honoring them, the one that is the teacher, the prophet. When we go to their meetings and we give, that is honoring that the position that they are in, that they are the ones that are giving of their lives. They're sharing with us what has been poured into them by the Lord and by others. And they take their time and their heart and the obedience to the Lord, and they pour back into us, and then we share with them. Now, I want to give this little testimony. It's been a few years back. This also has to do not only with honoring those, you know, when we go to meetings and things, but also it's this particular testimony is a good example of the Lord saying he gives seed to the sower. And this has been a few years ago, and it was during a time that we were really financially strapped. I mean, money was tight, tight, tight. And there was a meeting coming up in the town next door of a lady that's very well, at that time, now she's with Jesus now, but at that time she was very well known in the area. And I had been to some of her meetings, and I really, really wanted to go. But it was one of those times I had like 7 cents in my purse and like a dollar or two in my account. I had nothing to put in the offering. And I just wasn't raised like that. It's like if I go to a meeting, I'm going to give in the offering, and I'm going to give as good as I can. That's just the way I feel about it. That's my conviction with it. anyhow, I was talking to the Lord about it because it was bothering me because I was going, Lord, I really want to go to this meeting, but I have nothing to give. But we had a garden out back that spring, and the garden was already making pretty good. So I thought, you know, back in the old days, they used to do that. Sometimes they would take eggs or vegetables or chickens or whatever, and that's what they would give. And I've always enjoyed sharing my garden. You know, when I haven't had one in several years now, but when I had one, I always loved to take of the abundance of it and give to others and bless others. And that's just something I enjoy. So anyhow, I took a little sack and I went out back and I had quite a bit of tomatoes. So I picked a good amount of tomatoes and had some squashes there. And I can't remember if I had any cucumbers up yet or not. It seemed like I had something else. So anyhow, I had a couple of bags that had tomatoes and squashes in it, and I went to the meeting. And I was okay with that. I thought, okay, Lord, this is all I've got. This is what I'm going to do. But as I was sitting there, there was a lady that lives, she actually lives in this town, that was there that I don't see very often. But I had that year I had written a few songs and had done a little CD. Where I was singing and whatnot, and I had just given those CDs away. That's what I've typically done. I just, you know, anyone that wanted one, I gave them one and just prayed that it would bless them and the Lord would work through it. And I had given her one of those CDs 3 or 4 weeks ahead, and she had gone on a little trip out to West Texas. And on that trip, she had picked up a friend that rode with her, at least part of the way. I guess he was going that way too. Anyhow, she had picked him up and he had ridden with her. And she had put my CD in to play it while they were on their trip. The gentleman that was with her, he liked it. And he asked her, he said, can you get me one of those? And she said, well, let me just give you this one. And she said, the next time I see Jenny, I'll get another one from her. And he said, okay. And he pulled out a $5 bill and he gave it to her and he told her, he says, the next time you see her, he said, give her this, you know, and just tell her thank you for the CD. And so she had, well, that night when I was sitting there, kind of sweating it because I didn't have any money to put in the offering, but just had the vegetables. And I looked and this lady was there that night. And anyhow, right before the meeting started, she motioned to me and I went over where she was and she told me she reached out in her purse and pulled out a $5 bill and handed it to me. And she said, I want to give you this. And then she told me the story of having gone to West Texas and the man giving her $5 and telling him to give it to me and saying, thank you for the CD. And I can't tell you how much that blessed my heart because I knew it was God. You know, even though $5 is not much, I had nothing to give. But the Lord knew that my heart, that I wanted to be able to put something in that offering plate that night. And so God made sure he gave seed to the sower. He gave me seed to the sower, not only that I would have seed for a harvest, but also so that I could honor the prophet that night. Even though it wasn't much, it was all I had. But God honored that because he wanted me to be able to honor her. You know, by the time she had spoke and had prophesied over everyone in the room, then it was right to be able to give back. And I thought that it has always just blessed my heart because I thought the Lord was so sweet to do that. The Lord knew the timing on all of that. And it still to this day, it just makes me cry almost at times to how sweet God was to provide that. He honored my heart to want to give, and yet it allowed me to honor the speaker that night. And the word, it says in Proverbs 3:6, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. The thing we most want to do is we want to honor the Lord. You know, the things that are going on now in the world, and it has made everybody have to slow down. We've all had to shut down for the most part. I know that there's workers in the grocery stores and the police and whatnot and in the hospitals. But I have to say probably at least half of America is probably shut down at home. And I think during this time especially that people are finding time to read the word. They're finding time to pray and to honor God and to ask the Lord for direction and to ask the Lord for the steps to take and asking the Lord for forgiveness. You know, because as a nation, we've become so busy. You know, even the ones that believe in the Lord, you know, besides the ones that aren't saved, we've become so busy in just our day-to-day lives that it's like sometimes the Lord gets the leftovers, you know, and he's bigger than that. He's worth so much more than that. You know, the Lord deserves our whole heart. You know, when we seek him with our whole heart, then we find him. You know, when we delight ourselves in him, he gives us the desires of our heart. But it's about emptying ourselves of ourselves and just totally receiving and honoring the Lord. Then that he's able to do such wonderful things in our life. But the word says that there will come a day that says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. There will be none then that dishonor him. There will be none that can resist and say, well, there's another way, or Buddha or Gandhi or anything else. It all will honor and respect the Lord then. Every knee shall bow. Now, I thought of King David today. You know, we've all discussed at times when King David was worshiping the Lord and he was worshiping in such abandonment that he was naked. And I thought, you know, that's about as much humility as you can have, is to get out there in the middle of everybody, completely naked, just completely bare, completely abandoned to self, to pride, to ego, to anything like that, and just worship the Lord. And I thought, what a beautiful example that was of David, of his heart. Just to say, God, I'm in complete submission. I'm completely yours. Nothing of myself, just all yours, Lord. Not that I recommend anybody running out in the yard naked, but you know what I'm talking about. It's just a beautiful example of someone that's totally submitted to God and honoring God and everything that he had and everything that he was. So anyhow, that's just a little short bit. As like I said, as I went through it and I started looking and I thought, oh goodness, there is so much that has to do with honoring the Lord and honoring those to whom honor is due, honoring mother and father, honoring those that are in authority. You could do a whole series on it, I'm sure. But anyhow, I want to play a little song here. It's by Chris Tomlin called Your Heart. And in this, it's about him wanting just for people to not see himself, not to see fame. And this actually, the song is about David, about King David. But it's about just wanting the heart of God to be seen.
Dripping from my head, I never did dream beyond the pastures I could tend. It never was about the praise, not about the street parade. Didn't really need a crowd when Goliath fell down. I never meant to woo a king with simple shepherd songs. Hide away inside a cave, safe from danger's arms. I never meant to wear a crown or try to bring armies down. It never was about me and who I hope.
All right. Hope y'all enjoyed that. I hope you could hear it very pretty good. Anyhow, at this time, I'm going to go ahead and start taking callers. Like I said, if you're if you've called in or wanting to call in, the number is 319-527-6027. If you want prayer, then press 1, and that'll put your hand up and put you in the queue so that I know that you're wanting prayer. And if you're not wanting prayer and you just want to listen in, then that's fine too. You can just call in that number, and you can certainly listen that way. Okay, our first caller is 336-354. Who am I speaking to, and where are you from?
Ruth from North Carolina.
Well, hi, Ruth. How are you, girl?
I'm blessing you.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm trying to figure out how to turn the sound up a little bit here. I'm not hearing you really well.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better. Around. That's better.
Okay.
Enjoyed. I got to listen in on you a little bit the other night. I'm not a. That's one reason I do one of the earlier shows is because I am not a night owl. And typically I turn into a pumpkin by the time it's 10 or 10:30, you know. And I intend to do a late show once in a while, and maybe get my friend Deb to come on with me when I do that. I'm just typically I'm not a person. Sometimes I'll fall asleep and I'll wake up and I'll come back and flip on the shows and catch the tail end of them or something, but I'll get there.
Yeah. But I decided to tune in tonight to listen to you tonight. I tuned in last week, but I didn't put my hands up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know you were there, I don't guess. But
yeah.
I think last week I was probably a little bit more prepared than I was tonight, but the Lord's been speaking to me about things and whatnot, but I had been out and about, and whereas last week I think I had a little bit more time to pull away before. But anyhow, let me pray for you, girl. Lord, I just thank you for Mama Ruth, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for the blessing that she is to the body of Christ, Lord. Lord, I thank you for her heart to give. Lord, I thank you for her heart for truth, that she is a woman of truth, Lord. Lord,
yes.
I just thank you, Father, that she is one that loves the Word and she has the richness of the Word in her heart, Father. Oh, Lord, and Lord, I spelled Holy Ghost. And, Father, I just thank you for this woman, Lord. I speak blessings over her, Lord. Father, I speak the blessing of the Lord. The Word says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and it addeth no sorrow, Father. And, Lord, I speak blessing over her finances, God. Lord, I speak blessing over the plans and purposes of God in her life, Lord. Lord, I speak the blessing of the Lord over her body, over her mind, over her family. Lord, even over the area that she lives, Lord, that those that are around her in the area she is, Lord, is blessed because she is there, Father. Because, Lord, sometimes you even put us in areas, Lord, because we are the light to that area. Lord,
yes.
I thank you, Father, Lord, that I just hear like one trying to think, they're like holding up a lantern, a light in the darkness, Lord. Father, like one that would cry out, make straight the way of the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Lord, I just thank you. I'm trying to think if it was Paul Revere that rode through the streets of the towns,
yeah.
You know, sounding the alarm, sounding the alarm, you know, and had the lighting, sounding the alarm as he galloped through the streets of the people. And Lord, I just see that with Ruth, Lord, that she's one that sounds the alarm of the Lord. She sounds the alarm, draw nigh to the Lord, draw nigh to the Lord.
Yeah.
Lord, and I just bless her, Father. I thank you for her, God. Lord, I thank you for how she pours out her life into others. Lord, how that she is selfless in pouring out to others, Lord, and how she longs to see others come up higher, Father, Lord, even as she's coming up higher, Lord, that she's reaching for the hands of others, Lord, to help pull up others higher with her, God.
Yeah.
Father, I just thank you for her, Lord, and the wisdom that you have put within her, Lord, and the opportunities, Lord, that you're giving her to pour out into others, Lord. And Father, I thank you for just increasing her wisdom, increasing her health, Lord, and giving her all that she needs in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I just speak a blessing over her and goodness. And, Lord, your word says with long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation, God. And so,
thank
Lord,
you,
I thank
Lord.
You for your salvation blessing in every area. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So what's on your heart tonight, dear lady?
Well, I just thank God for the prayer, because I was going to say anyway, let the Lord use you to pray as you saw fit, and that's what you did. And I thank the Lord for that, and, you know, encouraging me, because it is my heart to see people come up higher in the Lord.
Yeah. Oh, I know it is.
Yes.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I said, and to walk in true holiness, you know, set apart, consecrate and set apart for the master's use. That is my heartbeat. With the Lord. And with the Lord, I had you praying. That is me. Exactly. That's how I am. You know, and I want to be that light.
Yeah.
And
you
I
are a light.
The Lord, thank you, Lord. I received it. And I told the Lord, you know, when light come amongst darkness, darkness has to disappear.
It sure does.
So I have to walk in that true light, you know, for the word. And I want to bring glory to his name and even honor to his people also. You know, that's my heartbeat. And I just thank the Lord, you know, even for all that he's doing for me. And how my heart desire is to pull out the truth, you know, to a lot of people. And sometimes, you know, when the Lord deal with me or use me, especially when coming for the show or whatever, a lot of times he just had me in that word and I have to bring the word. You know,
yeah.
It looks like I can't go any other way but that. You know, but I thank him for that, and I thank him for teaching me how to be led by his spirit and to whatever I do. I thank him for that, and I thank him for the opportunity to be a part of the body of Christ. You know, I just thank him for that. And in these times, you know, I'm telling people, you know, we need to really seek for a closer relationship with the Lord. We need a lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
But that relationship that we need with the Lord, that's what we need. But hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh.
God is giving opportunity right now. People have got opportunity to draw closer to the Lord. They don't have an excuse now of I'm too busy or I've got time. It's like, honey, it's time. You know, we are in the last days. And this is probably just a foretaste of some of the things that will come in the days ahead of us. I mean, we're living out the book of Revelations has begun. I mean, we are in there. It's where it says the day will come that they'll call good evil and evil good. Well, we're there. I mean, that we're seeing that happen.
And the
plagues of wars and rumors of war, it said when all this happens, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. So we're living. We have the opportunity to live in the last days. And it says the prophets, you know, of old, that they were like, oh, if we could just live in the last days. The, you know, they long to see the things that we're seeing in this day and will see.
Amen.
You know, most of us have spent a lot of our lives thinking, oh, man, if I could have just lived back then and seen the sea part and seen the cloud by day and the fire by night and all of that and the things that happened. It's like, no, we're living in the greatest day right now.
Amen. We really, truly are. And he is willing to prepare his people to be able to stand. You know, the Lord had dealt me by, he wants to put in his people what he would have to put in there. So during this time, we'll be able to stand. You know, and the people can see the light in our life and wonder why we're not worried and, you know, and going on. And then that will let them know, I want to know the Jesus that you know. You know, the opportunity to minister to them, you know, and, that's that, and I thank God for confirming to me that I am the light. That's my heart desire. If they can see my life and ask me, why are you in the midst of all this trouble, but you got peace? And I say, because of Jesus.
Yeah.
Because of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I thank God for, you know, what he's doing. I thank God for the opportunity even to, you know, for you to minister to me and to share with me. And I feel like I needed to come on tonight to listen to you tonight, you know, see what the Lord is saying through you that maybe can bless me. So I thank God for you.
Thank you. I appreciate you, girl. And like I said, I there's times and different ones. And now sometimes I'll click on and get prayer from different ones, and sometimes I'll just, you know, click on for a while or listen. And like I said, there's times on the night shows that I'll have fallen asleep, but I'll wake up and I'll get up and think, oh, the show's still on. And I'll run in there and I'll listen for a while. You know, as long as I feel like I can stay awake or whatever. And y'all have all been such a blessing to me. I mean, I so enjoy hearing y'all pour out the word and the wisdom that flows from all y'all's mouths. And I'm just astounded at the wisdom that the Lord pours through different ones on the program. And I just love it. I mean, I just love it. I love listening to everyone. And sometimes it'll confirm things that the Lord has put on our own hearts.
Amen.
You know, so. But, anyway,
I
just
love,
you know,
I, yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I just love when anointing begins to flow. You know, when the anointing begins to flow and God be touching his people, I just bless me. And
yeah.
It's really truly bless me, you know, when anointing flow, because I know he destroys the yoke.
God, absolutely. It is the anointing that destroys the yoke. I want so many for people to understand how good God really is, you know, and how
Amen.
Much he loves his people. Instead of running from him, for people to run to him, because all of the answers, everything in him, you know, says from him and to him and through him are all things. Everything
Amen.
That we are, everything that's been put within us, everything that we would ever need or you know, everything for a successful life doesn't necessarily mean a fame and fortune life. A successful life is peace and righteousness and understanding and wisdom and
yeah.
and having our needs met. And God does give us a lot of desires of our heart. I mean, he does. The word says delight ourselves in him and he gives us the desires of our heart. But he's not like a Santa Claus, you know, that it's like, okay, he's not Santa Claus. He's God. You know, he's God.
Amen.
And he knows what we need and what's really for our best and character building and you know, he's preparing us to be kings and priests. He's not
yes.
preparing us to be the spoiled children. He's preparing us to be kings and priests, because we will,
yes.
you know, and when it's all said and done, we'll you know, we'll judge angels, it says, and help rule over nations and things like that. So, I mean, we're children of a king. And, you know, you'd even look over in England where, you know, they have Queen Elizabeth and they, like, you know,
yeah.
Prince William is there. Those children, because of who they are, they're raised differently than most of those children, you know, just your average kid is. Those children are raised with an air about them of how to be proper and how to have wisdom and to have understanding
yeah.
and how to care about others. You know, they go out and they do things in missions and various things. You know, they learn how to be a child of a king or how to be a king.
Amen.
And that's how the Lord raises us. I mean, we're supposed to see ourselves as children of the King, but learn
yes.
to walk according to that, of knowing
yes.
the authority that we have, but our authority is in Him, and
mm-hmm.
conduct ourselves as such.
Mhm. Mhm. Amen. And I use that sometimes as an illustration to people when I'm teaching and telling people. I use them to tell them, just like, you know, they are upon them, the King and the Queen, and we are supposed to be upon the Christ. We would be different from the world people. Because
we're
supposed to be taught different, you know. And everything we need is within the kingdom of God. It's not outside. But it's within the kingdom of God.
True.
So,
true.
You know. Mm-hmm. But I thank God, and I won't try to keep holding, because I know you got others up, but I'll be praying for you, and I continue to lift you up, and just continue to be, I speak the blessings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The blessings
of God.
You. Thank you, Jesus.
If you would like to stay on, I'll leave your mic open if you'd like to stay on.
But I stay on my, you know.
Okay, I would love to have you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, my next caller is 254-54.
Hello, it's Felicia.
Felicia or Alicia?
Felicia.
Felicia. Okay, and where are you from, Felicia?
I'm calling you from Temple, Texas.
Okay, a good Texas girl. All right, I like that. I like that. Let me pray for you, girl. And Ruth, if you get anything, you feel free to chime in, too. Lord,
no,
I thank you for Felicia, Lord. I thank you for the joy of the Lord that's within her, Father. Lord, that she is a light everywhere she goes, Father. Lord, I thank you that when she goes into places, Lord, that she brings the joy of the Lord in with her, Father, and she even changes the atmosphere, Lord, when she comes into places. Lord, that she goes into places that Lord, sometimes that the atmosphere is down, and Lord, and she's a light. She brings light and lightness to the atmosphere where she is, Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that Lord, I just see her being a friend to many, Lord, that her that her joy and her friendship, Lord, that it just extends out, Lord, that Lord, even though sometimes they just feel like they don't have a friend, Lord, that she's the one that'll give them a smile or give them a kind word, Father, Lord, and lighten their heart, Lord, make them feel accepted, make them feel like maybe somebody cares, somebody loves. Oh, that makes me want to cry. Say it.
Thank you, Lord.
And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for fulfilling the desires of her heart, Lord, that you have been and are, Lord, that given her your desires, Lord, that her desires are becoming adapted to your desires, Lord, Father, and as she is growing in you and coming higher in you, Lord, that you're just pouring in and pouring in and pouring in, Lord, that you're just filling her and filling her and filling her, God, as she is seeking to you and looking to you, Lord. And Father, I just thank you for the joy that she is to you, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, that she brings you great joy. Lord, she delights your heart. And Lord, it just makes your heart so happy, Lord, when she calls out to you, when she spends that alone time with you and gets aside with you and just comes to visit with you, Lord. But Father, I just bless Felicia, Lord. I bless her, Lord, in her job. I bless her in her finances, Lord, and all of those special people that you bring across her path, Lord. Father, that you have divine connections, Lord, and you have assignments that some people that you bring across her life, Lord, are actually assignments from you, Lord, because she is going to touch their lives. She is going to speak into their lives, Lord, that she is going to add into their lives, Lord, and if some of it's going to change their lives, Lord, that it'll be a marked time in their life that they will be changed, and they'll say, because Felicia did this, because she was there for me in a time of need, that the things you do are making a difference and will make a difference, because God has a plan. He's got a plan laid out ahead of you, where he's got divine connections, he's got divine assignments all along your path. I can just see little stop places all along your path, and it'll be this one and that one and this one and that one. And sometimes you may not even realize how much that you are profoundly affecting their life, but you are. You are.
Thank you.
Sometimes you may think you're not doing that much, but you are. And if, when you get to the end of it, there'll be some of those that will come back and will tell you. You will know. But, Lord, I thank you for Felicia, Lord. I thank you for the blessing that she is, Lord. I thank you for her heart for you and for your people, her heart of love and kindness and joy. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to just speak divine peace in her life completely in the name of Jesus, amidst the circumstance, protection. And also I want to say thank you for speak divine health even over her whole household. I want to speak and decree that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, over her life, in the midst of God taking her into her destiny. We thank
Amen.
You, praise God. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So that's it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Ooh. Felicia, do you have anything in particular on your mind, sweetie, or anything in particular you needed prayer for?
Oh, Lord. Well, that's been a prayer of mine. So thank y'all. I've been praying that, like, God, is my life meaningful? Am I touching? Is anybody going to be Is anybody going to be influenced by in me at any point? Not that I'm arrogant, but I want to know that I mean something. And so that's
sure.
That's my prayer.
Yeah,
and so I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, and I think about it all the time. And so that's a prayer of mine that, you know, that I pray, God, that before I told God, one of my prayers is when I die, I want the people to be able to say that because of Felicia, I have desired Jesus. Because of Felicia, I have wanted to pursue Jesus. I wanted that to be that's my prayer. So thank y'all. Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
You bet, girl. That's a wonderful prayer. And I mean, that just shows your heart, too, of where your heart is at. But the Lord is absolutely acknowledging you and acknowledging your heart and acknowledging the things he's doing through you, even when at times you are unaware. So we thank God for you, girl. And thank you for calling in. You're welcome to call back in anytime you like.
And thank y'all. Y'all are good. Thank y'all. Appreciate it. Appreciate y'all. Y'all are good. It's interesting. It's nice when you can keep people's attention. So y'all are doing it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, you call back anytime.
All right.
Okay, our next caller is 709-500. Who am I talking to?
This is Dastia from Canada.
No, Dastia. Yes, I remember you from the other night.
Yeah,
I remember after I talked to you last time and the Lord gave me the word ingenuity, and I finally went and looked it up to see what it meant. I knew what ingenious was, but I wasn't sure, and it was exactly what the Lord was talking about. Lord, I thank you for Dastia tonight, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Father, for his heart that seeks truth. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for you pulling him up higher into a broader place, Lord. Father, that at times it may feel at times like he's in a closed-in place to a degree. Father, that it doesn't seem like it's wide open spaces, Lord, but I know that your heart for him, Lord, is to pull him up into a place where it's a wide place without restriction, Lord, wide place, just as the word would say, you know, stretch out your cords of your tent, that the Lord has chosen a broad place for you, that you will be able to use all of the things that God has put within you. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, Lord, that you're working in his heart, Lord, that you're speaking to him, Father, and that you're putting in Jesus' ideas, Lord, that you are planting things in his heart and in his mind, Lord. Father, the things for the future and things that are ahead, Father, and that you are networking, Lord, that you are networking around him, Lord. Lord,
thank
that you are strategically placing him in the right places and with the right people, Lord, for a purpose that yet lays ahead, Father. Lord, I just thank you, God, that you're working your plan, Lord. And even though at times it may seem like we're not seeing all of that at the time, that because maybe we haven't rounded the corner, we haven't topped the hill, that sometimes it seems like our view is a little obstructed, that we can't quite see. But, Lord, then when you bring us into that high place, Lord, then we're able to have a view that we can see way off. We have that view that just goes for miles, Lord, and then we can see where we are. Lord, we can see what's really lays around us, Father. But, Father, I just thank you for helping Dastia, Lord, to even be patient, Father, Lord, to be settled in his heart, Lord, that he would not feel unsettled, that he would not feel anxious about anything, Lord. Father, that he know that you have him in the palm of your hand and nothing can pluck him out, Lord. Lord, that you watch over him even as you watch over the sparrows, Lord, and how much more you love him, God. Lord, that you're right there, that he is covered with Christ, Lord, that he is hidden in Christ, Lord. So, Father, I just speak quietness to his heart and to his soul, Lord, for him to know that your plans for him are good, to do him good and not harm, to give him a hope and a future. And, Father, the future you have for him is very exciting and it's very good, and it's a large dream, Lord. I thank you, God. I thank you, Father, for the wonderful things you have for him. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Miss Ruth, do you have anything for Dastia?
The only thing I kept on hearing is spacewalk. God got him on a spacewalk. Spacewalk. All of his face being stretched. The seed is already in him, but it has to be stretched. Got to take him on a spacewalk.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Does that
witness with you, Dastia?
Yes,
it does. Awesome. Well, God, I know God's got some exciting things for you. Do you have anything in particular you were wanting prayer about?
Not really.
Okay. Well, we enjoy getting to minister to you, and feel free to call in anytime.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Amen.
All right, next caller is 870-500.
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking to? I'm
Siobhan.
Sharonda or Shavonda?
Shavonda.
Shavonda. That's pretty. I like that. And where are you from, Shavonda?
Arkansas.
Arkansas. Are you good up there? I know y'all had some really bad weather the other day.
Well, that's what I've been whining about. It's messing with my cell phone service. But you know what? We need the rain.
Yeah, yeah. This time of year, most everybody needs it. We don't need the destruction and things like that. But that's one of the things we know that God keeps us, and we just plead the blood of Jesus over us and over them.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you, Lord, for Shavonda. That's just such a pretty name. But Lord, I thank you for her, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, that you do how she is sheltered by the Most High God, Lord. Lord, I thank you Father, that she's able to find peace and just keep walking with you every step of the way. Lord, I thank you for using her, Father, to speak peace into the lives of others, to speak hope into the lives of others, Lord. And for her to be a light to friends, Lord, and to family members, Lord, that they will see a stability in her when others feel no stability, when others feel rocked to their core, Lord. Father, that you will secure her feet, Father. And they will see a stability in Shavonda, Lord, that it will help bring peace and assurance to them, Lord, that they will feel that there is safety in God, Lord, that they will realize that they are secure. And Lord, I thank you for, Lord, even intensifying that sense of security in Shavonda, Lord, that she will know that she knows that she knows that you'll never leave her and you'll never forsake her, Lord, and that as the word says, that the angels encamp around about them that fear him and deliver them. Father, I thank you that you've given her a very sharp mind, Lord, that you've given her a very creative mind, Lord, that you've given her a mind that perceives easily, that grasps things very, very well. Father, I thank you that you have things for her, that you're going to use what you have put in her, Lord, that wonderful mind that you have given her, Lord, that you're going to use that for the glory of God, Father, and that she's going to be very sensitive to you. She's going to be sensitive to your voice, sensitive to your word, Lord. And Father, I just thank you for protecting her and keeping her and her family during this time, Lord. Father, that you will say, this is the way, go ye in it, Lord, that she'll hear the voice behind her. Father, that they will know which way to go and when to avoid situations, Lord, because you'll say when to be still, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, that sometimes that our salvation is in our stillness and in our quietness, that we let God work. We follow his instruction, whether it's to move or whether it's to be still. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you're moving in her life, Lord, and that you're going to let her be an example that others are going to see and notice, and that the peace and the tranquility that you put within her, Father, that it's going to affect the lives of others, Lord, and it's going to help bring a quietness to their souls, too. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go in agreement with the words that God had you spoken for her life, and I decree and declare that those words will come to pass in her life, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Do you have something in particular, Shavonda, that you wanted prayed for?
No, ma'am, because, I was just, you have some days you don't feel the best, but you try to press through, and even when you were saying about my name, I learned that in Hebrew that my name meant God is gracious. I'll be like, oh, Lord, I just don't feel like I'm using the best of my faith. But even the small things that sometimes we don't take as even a encouragement, it blesses me. And I thank God for y'all. I thank God for you, Mother Ruth. And
I know
I don't
thank God for you. Yeah, thank God
for
you.
We appreciate you, and we appreciate you calling in and just your honesty and sharing and that's beautiful that your word means, you know, the grace of God. That's awesome. And for any of us, I mean, that's how any of us do anything or we live each day, is through the grace of God and the mercy of God. I mean, it's only his goodness and grace that we take our next breath, you know, much less or hear another year or anything else. But God's just, you know, God is going to help you to stand firm. He's going to solidify you in some things, and it's going to be a testimony to others. It's going to be a witness to others. The strength of faith and the strength of peace that God puts in you.
Thank you,
Dee. Mm-hmm. Thank you. God bless y'all. Have a beautiful night.
Same to you.
You same too, to sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next caller is 585-413.
Hello.
Hello, who am I talking to and where are you calling from?
Tia, New York.
What's your first name, sweetie?
Tia.
Kia? Okay, Kia from New York. Well, Lord, I just thank you for Kia, Father. Lord, for a sweet and kind heart. Father, I thank you, Lord, for keeping Kia, Lord, for bringing peace, Lord, for just speaking calm into her soul, Lord. Father, I thank you for being a friend to her, Lord, that she is a friend of God, Lord. Lord, you long to be our friend, to have that communion time with us, Lord. Father,
yes,
I thank you for in the quiet times, Lord, as she pulls aside with you and just finds a place, Lord, that you just long to talk to her and to speak to her, Lord. And,
yes.
Lord, just to even sing over her, Lord. Your word says in Zephaniah, Lord, that you sing over us and you dance over us, Lord. And, Father, I just speak the love of God over her life, Lord, over her little heart. Father, that she'll know how very much she is loved and that you treasure her, Lord, that she is your treasure. Lord, that she is your little girl.
Yes,
and, Lord, I just thank you for speaking to her, Lord, for giving her dreams, Lord, of expectation of good, Lord, for bringing to her the thoughts of God, Lord, that you're going to bring to her the thoughts of God and begin to birth in her the plans and dreams that you have for her life, Lord, and even for her family, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you for Lord, as she grows in wisdom and understanding, Lord, that people are going, that some of them are going to be astounded at the words of wisdom that flow from her mouth, Father, and they'll think,
that's
where did she learn that? How did she come to know that? But it's because of your communion with the Lord, because of your time with God and being a friend to God, that the Lord's speaking to you and teaching you wisdom, Lord. That it says that we have to be taught of no man, but the Holy Spirit teaches us, Lord, that as we grow, as you grow close to Him, that He will be speaking to your heart and He will be teaching you things that you learn of no man, but you learn of the Lord. And Father, I just thank you for blessing her, Lord. Father, for keeping her safe, that you are her strong tower, you are her shelter, you are her, you're the one that keeps her, you are her shield in every way. And Father, that when she lays down to sleep at night, Lord, that her mind will be at peace, Lord, that she will just see herself crawling up into your lap, Lord, and just peacefully going to sleep in your arms, Lord, that she won't have a care or a concern about what's going on in this world, Lord, that she'll just know that she is your daughter and that you love her and that you're caring for her, Lord, and that you're nurturing her and that you care about the things she cares about, Lord. That when she talks to you about the things that are upon her heart and the loved ones and the friends and the things that are just going on, Lord, that you're listening. Lord, you're listening to every word and you care about what's upon her heart, Lord. And, Lord, I just thank you for that communion that you have with her, Lord, and that you're growing that, Father, that you're, Lord, that you're pouring into her little by little, Lord, and just doing wonderful things in her heart and in her life. And, Father, I just speak the peace of God over her and the protection of God over her in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. I just hear one scripture. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. And that's the scripture that was coming to me. So I release that on you. Life right now in Jesus' name.
Is there anything on your heart tonight you were wanting to talk about, Kia?
my hope.
I'm sorry, to what?
My hope.
Your hope?
Hope.
I'm not sure I'm hearing you good. You'd like H-O-P-E?
No.
Oh, your help?
Yeah.
Thank
the
you.
Lord being a help to you?
No, help.
For help.
A help. Your help. Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I need to find the thing turns us up some. Well, Lord, we just ask, Father, that you touch Kia, Father, in her body. Lord, we just speak the healing of God over her, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over her, Lord. Father, we ask that you touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And Lord, we curse any affliction that would try to come against her. Lord, we speak health over here. Lord, the word says that by your stripes she was healed. So,
yes,
Lord, you have already released the blessing. You have already released the blessing because it's in our covenant, Lord. But, Father,
yes.
We thank you that the blood of Jesus paid every price, paid more than every price for her to walk in divine health, Lord.
Yes,
so, Father, I just ask that everything would come into alignment in her body that would line up with the word of God, that she is in covenant, that health belongs to her, that health is the healing is the children's bread.
Yes,
and, Lord,
Lord,
we thank you now, Father, for bringing comfort, for bringing peace, Lord, for bringing health to her, Lord, for giving her strength, Lord, for increasing her immune system, Lord. Father, for showing her even vitamins and things to eat, Lord, that would help increase her health. But, Father, we just thank you for the protection of God, Lord. Lord, that she is surrounded by the angels, Lord, that no plague shall come nigh her dwelling, Lord, and nothing shall by any means harm her.
Yes,
Lord, we thank you for the promises of God, and we thank you, Lord, amen. Kia, you might, every day just take communion and pray speak the 91st Psalm out loud over yourself and over your household. The 91st Psalm is a psalm of protection, you know, and that is our promise in the Lord. So I would just, and there's many doing this right now. I mean, I'm taking communion every single day. I haven't every day remembered to read the 91st Psalm, but I have quite a few, quite a bit. But I do meditate on that scripture and what God has done, and that we are in covenant with the Lord, and our covenant is health, our covenant is protection, we're His. So I would suggest that for sure.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, and feel free to call back. I mean, we'll pray for you. I mean, we'll pray for you every night. More than happy to, and to speak into your life and. Just pray the blessing and healing of the Lord on you, girl.
Yes.
God bless you guys.
Bless you too, huh?
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, well, I see. I think that was the one I just talked to. Sure, say I see several others that are listening, but I don't see anybody else with their hands up. If anyone else wants prayer, then put your hands up, and we'll be happy to pray for you. Or if you've got something you're wanting to talk about, something that's laid on your heart. I'm not sure. Let's see. I'm looking here. I don't know if I've talked to this one or not. 770-807. Have I already talked to you? 770-807.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Who am I speaking to, please?
This is Tanya calling from Texas. How are you?
Okay. I was looking at the numbers moved around, and I wasn't sure at first if I had already talked to you or not. But anyhow, well, we're glad you called in, Tanya. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you. I'm loving it. Thank you.
Let me just pray for you. Lord, I thank you for Tanya, Father. Lord, I thank you, Father, that she took the time to call in and to listen tonight, Lord. Father, I thank you for the building blocks that you are working in her life, Lord, that you are building things in her life, Father, that you're putting, you're constructing and putting things together, Lord. It's a piece of time, and it's a step at a time, Lord. Father, but you are building this, the things that you have planned for her, God. And Lord, I just see blocks. I just see building blocks, Lord, as you're putting things together. And Lord, as with anything else, sometimes when we're first putting things together, sometimes it's hard to see. It's like, you know, when we start just seeing the foundation and things being laid and things coming up, sometimes we can't tell what we're looking at. It's like, well, is this a store? Is this a house? Is this a bridge? Is this a barn? We can't sometimes, when we see contractors up building, it's like, well, just what is this going to be? You know, we look for the signs that tell us, you know, what kind of building is this going to be? What kind of restaurant is this going to be? What is this going to be? And Lord, I just thank you that you're revealing, that you're unfolding things for Tanya, Lord, and building things, and Lord, helping her to see the plans you have, Lord, and that as she goes from glory to glory, Lord, that you're bringing her to a higher place and a more complete place, Lord. But Father, that you've got some wonderful things that you have put within her, Lord, and things that you're going to utilize. You're going to utilize for others and for your purposes, yeah. God, and things that will bring blessings to her, God, that'll bring blessings into her life as she walks the path that you've laid out, Lord. And not only will it bring blessing, Lord, but it's going to bring great joy to her, Father, that she's going to find great joy in serving you and delight in finding the things that you have laid out for her, Lord, that you've got hidden treasures for her along the way, Father. And, Lord, I just thank you for her heart to serve you, Lord, for her heart, Lord, to walk before you and to please you, God, for her heart for truth, Lord. And, Father, I just thank you for blessing her finances, God, for directing her steps. In all of her finances, Lord, Lord, as there would be changes, Lord, that she'll move completely in your timing, Lord, that she'll be still when she needs to be still. But Lord, when you move her to another place, that she'll have clarity and understanding, Father, if it's from one job to another or one position to another, Lord, even one town to another, Lord, that she will understand, that she will know, and Father, that she will not have any doubt, but Father, that she'll know that she knows that she knows that she's heard from God. Father, I thank you for bringing others to bring confirmation to her, God. Lord, as she goes, Lord, as she journeys in this journey with you, Lord, that she'll have confirmation, Father, and she won't have to wander like one wandering in the wilderness, Lord, but she'll know. Father, she'll know. Her heart will say, this is it. This is it. God has spoken, and this is it. And, Lord, I just thank you for her. Lord, I just thank you for the treasures that you put within her, Lord, and all the things that you have for her, Lord. And thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Did you get anything for her, Ruth?
No, I'm just in agreement with the prayer that, you know, the word God spoke. I'm just in agreement with it. Thank you, Lord. That's it. Hallelujah.
Mm. Do you have some things specific, Tanya, that you prayed for?
Yes, ma'am, I do. excuse me. I've been a little disturbed about the communication that is going out globally to the people of the United States about the coronavirus and predictions. For some reason, it seems like at every press conference, people in leadership roles are telling people that they predict a certain amount of people are going to die, or they predict that it's going to get worse, and that they predict all of these adverse, you know, numbers, but they don't talk about the people that are surviving or healing from the virus. They don't talk about, you know, how we're situated in terms of a cure. And I'm concerned that people may be actually receiving this. And I say that because in speaking with my own manager at work, he mentioned that his mayor had made an announcement a few days ago that he predicted 56%, you know, of the population in that area would contract this virus. And he said, well, that means either me or my wife, one of us is going to get it based on those numbers. And it really disturbed me. I just want, if you could, maybe global prayer, just prayer over the United States.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you totally. The word, you know, the Lord called them things, when people said things that were against the Lord, he called it an evil report. You know, when they believe things that it's contrary to what God has said and what God's word has said. You know, and people will speak things, particularly to the ones that don't have the word in their life, and they'll reach out and they'll take hold of that, and they'll actually speak things into existence. I mean, people will believe it in the heart, and it says, and you know, as a man believes in his heart, so is he. They will reach out and they'll grab hold of that. But no, I absolutely will come into, we'll pray about that, and I'll come into agreement with that. That Lord, we just thank you, Father, for Lord, we've been praying protection over our cities, our states, our nation, our president, our leadership, Lord, that's godly leadership, Father. And Lord, we stand against an evil report and say, Lord, we believe the report of the Lord, Lord, that you are God. You are the one that is on the throne, Lord, and that this virus has to go, Father. Lord, that you didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind.
Yeah.
And Lord, we stand in the authority that Christ gave us in the blood of Jesus. Lord, in Jesus' name, we stand and say this virus has to go, Lord. But that truth has to reign, Lord. Father, you've even, you know, there's even a medication that they say is doing wonderful things, Father. And there's so little talk on the news about the medication that is curing many. With even just a dose or two, that within hours they are fine. And Father,
we just ask that
the medication that you have, Lord, first of all, that the Spirit of God breaks this thing, but also, Lord, we're not against medicine. That the medication that's out there that helps, Father, that it be made available everywhere. But Father, that people's hearts would rise up, and instead of believing a evil report, Lord, that they will believe a good report. Lord, a good report, a godly report, Lord, that you are yet on the throne, and you look after your people, and you love us, Lord,
and that
no plague shall come nigh our dwelling, and nothing shall by any means harm us, that we will not fear the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks at noonday, Lord, that we are yours, and we are kept, and Lord, that you watch over us, Lord. Father, we just thank you, Father, for bringing forth truth.
Yes.
Jesus came in grace and truth, Lord. Jesus came in righteousness and justice. And Father, we thank you for the justice of God being done, Lord, that you hear the cries of your people, God.
Yes.
Lord, and that your voice reigns supreme, not the voice of the enemy, not the voice of news people that would have an agenda or anything else, Lord, not the voice of fear.
Yes.
Lord, that the voice of faith and the voice of God would reign in this world, Lord, not only our nation, but that you, people would humble themselves before you, Lord, and call out your name for mercy and grace and healing, Lord, and see this thing lifted and abolished, Lord, that we will once again, we can heal, that the lands can heal, that the people can flourish, Lord, that the economy can come back, but Lord, that people will put their faith in you and that truth is spoken and truth is received, and an evil report is not. Jesus' mighty name, amen. And if either one of y'all want to add to that and pray, feel free.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to come again because I hear a lot of supposedly godly leaders, they spread the news about the coronavirus, but we're supposed to spread the gospel. So I just, hallelujah, I just come against that, and I break the power of it right now in the name of Jesus. Every negative word that was spoken, we put it down at the spirit realm right now in the name of Jesus.
In the
and I'm asking
name
God to anoint his, hallelujah, his people, hallelujah, his leaders, begin to spread for the word of God, say, over the lives of the people. Because it's the word of God that we feed in their spirit in the name of Jesus. Go call them to strengthen, and I break the power of it right now.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Satan,
thank you.
Command you right now to shut your mouth up. You already are lying in the Father's life. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And I speak for the Holy Spirit to come up out of the belly and begin to speak the word of God over the lives of the people right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we, hallelujah, thank you, God, because to the fight for God, I just tear down every word to burn it down that is contrary to the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now, hallelujah, for we know the angels are instructed with your word. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah, amen,
glory
amen.
To Jesus.
Amen. The word says whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And Father, we just bind up every lying tongue, every negative tongue,
Lord,
the plans of the enemy, which is just the voice of the enemy that it would be stopped. Lord, we just come against that, Lord, and we loose the voice of the Lord, Lord, that people will speak the truth of God and the hope of God. Lord, the healing power of God and the grandeur of Lord, the majesty of God to stop this thing. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, thank you. We thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Jeannie, I want to share something with you, if you don't mind. I know you've got to go on to another caller, but when you prayed for me, you prayed prophetically because I just happened to be in what I'd like a home. I should just say that I would like to have a home for my children. And, you know, with everything that's been going on, plus, you know, a recent transition with the company that I work for, there's been a little bit of uncertainty, not on my part, because I know God is going to take care of everything. But as I had been calling in to PGN over the last several months, you know, and getting prayer and guidance and things of that nature, there were so many things that transpired, and I felt like I was walking through fire because I was dealing with a lawsuit that here in Texas, and I had pretty much lost just about every dime I had fighting it, and ultimately we were victorious, and we were able to come out on the positive side of the lawsuits, and a lot of the property that had been taken away from me or was being threatened, I should say, it wasn't taken away, but we were able to secure it. And so the crazy part about this whole thing, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, is that there was someone that was already very interested and made a decent offer. I didn't have to put a lot of work into it, and it was just a wonderful thing, but we found out that there were some additional I's that needed to be dotted and T's that needed to be crossed legally because it was tied up in air property. But long story short, the judge that presided over this entire case happened to be friends with an adversary. They were partners together at a law firm, and it just so happened that an attorney was hired on my behalf that knew this. And he was able to figure out why things were still being held up, why things were being pushed through the courts that shouldn't have been. And he was able to file an appeal and get this thing back in line and get it back in our favor. But the funny part about this whole thing is that the sale of the property is pending a signature from this very judge as we speak. And it has been delayed. And I have wondered if part of it was because of his, I don't want to use the term disdain, but it's almost like a kid that lost a battle, you know, and just not cooperating with my attorney. And so the excuse that was used recently was that, oh, we had the Christmas holidays, you know, and so the courts got backed up. Then we came back from court from the holidays, and now we've got the, you know, quarantine issue that we're dealing with. And I've seen him on television myself, you know, talking to the public about shelter in place and staying at home and things of that nature. I'm like, when is my document going to get signed so that I can move on with my life? So I say that to say this, I don't want to be selfish because I'm a firm believer in God's timing, and I don't want anything to transpire before he's ready for it to happen. But if you could just pray for me that if there is any part of this process that is being held up by vindictiveness or just the devil's work, whatever it may be, that it be bound up and that what we have coming to us is finally released so that we can move on and get the home that I would like to have for my
children. I'll tell you what,
it is
so just like God for you to call into me because I'm going through almost an identical situation. Been going on for nearly 2 years now, but I mean you could almost be telling my story. I mean, it's just almost, and it is collusion in the courts with lawyers and judges that are not honest and have their own little kingdoms going on in places.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I will gladly pray for you and just thank the Lord for working in my behalf too, because also
trying to
move forward.
Thank you.
Well, Father, we just, Lord, this is a prayer. I've prayed much, Lord, that the justice of God be done. Lord, your word says that your very throne is established on justice and truth. So, Father,
hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that your truth comes forth, Father, and your truth has come forth, Lord, but that justice must be done. That, Lord, in your word, I believe it in Ezekiel, it says what the Lord has said shall now come to pass. There shall be no more delay. And Father, we speak that word over this situation, that what the sovereign Lord has said shall now come to pass, Lord, that you have given her victory, Lord, and they shall not delay it, not another day, Lord, that the righteousness of God reigns in this and the justice of God is done in this, Lord, and that the enemy does not have the last say. He does not get to thumb his nose at us, Lord. Father, I thank you for the justice of God and the sovereignty of of God, the kingdom of God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. And Father, we say that every obstacle is removed out of the way.
Thank you.
So that these documents can be signed and that Tanya can move on with what you have planned for her, God. Lord, the home that you have for her and her children, Lord. And Father, we just stand that God is on the throne. God is on the throne. Jesus yet reigns and Satan is under our feet. Lord, I thank you and moving on her behalf, Lord, that there will be no more excuses, there will be no more delays, Lord, that the even the conviction of the Lord will come upon them, Lord, the fear of God, Lord, I just speak the fear of God, Lord, that they will have the fear of God, Lord, that they cannot do just anything they want to, Lord, that they even swear on an oath when the lawyers and things, Lord, when they take an oath, Lord, to the bar, that they will not, they will not delay a case, Lord, more than what is right. So, Father, I thank you, God, that you are moving on her behalf, Lord. I thank you that you're moving on my behalf, God. And these things are coming forth now, God. Your timing is perfect, Lord. We know that we are just as in days of old, Lord, that your people are coming forth in victory, Lord. We're coming forth without the smell of smoke on us, Lord, that we're coming forth with the silver and
gold,
Lord. And going to, Lord, the promised land is ahead of us. Father, we thank you, God. I thank you, God, that your justice, Lord, is done. You alone are God. There is not another. We praise
you,
God. We honor you. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
I'm
going to
speak this word of God's anointing upon me. First, I want to speak to both of your situations. We're going to speak of increased interest. Because of the devil trying to steal, we're going to ask God when he's doing it. The devil steal, he got to get back sevenfold. So we're going to speak.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Sevenfold, how the interest increase. But what the devil meant to harm, that God turned around for your good. Because a lot of times, like the Lord told me, sometimes he said, when things that leave, I'm putting money back in pockets for you. They think they're stealing. But see, we can speak for increase in the name of Jesus, interest added on. And also for the sister for the house, I'm going to read this scripture, Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, 10th and 11th verse. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy father, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses with an S on them, full of all good things which thou buildest not, and wells dig which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not,
that
thou shalt have eat and be full. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A lot of times God has had me to, hallelujah, give people that scripture when they didn't even have down payment. Didn't know how to get a house. And I told them, stand on the word of God. Claim it. Speak it.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's not about what you got. It's not about what you want to get.
No.
But God got houses and land. The thing to give to us, his people. We can even claim cities. But this is the word of God, and I speak that now upon the anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Yes. And when the thief is caught, he has to repay seven times. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
You can thank him for your house. You didn't even have to pray for it or hope for it. Just get to speak it and call it forth in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. We just pray that, like I said, the fear of God in this and just the justice of God come forth, that the enemy does have to repay seven times everything he's stolen.
Yes,
thank
you. Yes. Hallelujah.
That's the
hallelujah.
Word.
Thank praise you, God. Thank you, God.
Mm. Well, I'm glad you called in, Tanya. That's, like I said, that's, you could be telling my story. And I'm always more than happy to pray for everybody, but that's one that's certainly close to my heart for sure.
Thank you, Lord.
The things, the judicial systems and things like that stuff needs to be straightened out, and if they're not going to do right, they need to be pulled down.
That's right. Mm. Amen.
Jesus.
Lord, we just ask that everything that's hidden be brought to light, Father.
In the name of Jesus.
These that would not walk in integrity in their offices, Lord, that you put those in
their
will.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Is that all? You have anything else you needed to talk about or pray about?
No, I think that's enough, but I sure do thank you. And I just appreciate you. I've really enjoyed your commentary, you and Ruth, and God bless you. Thank you for just allowing him to utilize you in a mighty way, and you all have a beautiful evening.
Well, we appreciate you, and God bless you too, hon. Call back anytime.
Thank you. All righty. Bye.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, well, I had, where'd everybody go? Let's see. I thought I had one more caller, but it looks like that one must have dropped off. Let me look back through these numbers, make sure I'm not missing anybody. I probably should. I wrote some of them down to start with, but then as they move around, some of them drop off and then some of them come back. It's kind of hard to keep up with who you've already talked to a little bit and who you haven't talked to yet. Let's see, I can't tell if that's one that 267, if that's, I think that's one I've already talked to.
267, I haven't heard that one.
Okay. Well, let me click on this and see. 267-591, or have I already talked to you, or are you a new one?
I'm a new one. God bless you. How you doing? My name is Angela. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Angela. It looked like it for a minute there was nobody there, and then I thought I saw a hand, and it gets this little board here gets sometimes a little difficult to keep up with the numbers because they kind of move around. Lord, we just thank you for Angela tonight, Father, and Lord, we just thank you that for the good things that you've put in her heart. Lord, we thank you for the ideas, Lord, that you're birthing in her, Lord, that you're putting God ideas in her, Lord. Lord, that you're filling her and birthing things within her, Lord. Father, I just thank you for her heart to hear your word, Lord, her heart to follow you, Father, her heart for wisdom and understanding, God, Lord, that she seeks you for wisdom, Lord. She seeks for understanding, Father. Lord, I thank you for the strength that you have put within Angela, Father, Lord. one that'll stand, one that's not afraid of a fight, one that will proclaim justice, one that will proclaim the word of the Lord without fear, Lord. I thank you, Father, that she's like a torchbearer, Lord. I thank you, Father, that she will stand, Father, Lord, that when she knows that she knows, Lord, that she'll stand, Lord, she'll stand. And, Father, I just thank you for working in her life, Lord, for bringing provision, Father, for opening doors for her, God. Lord, I thank you for just opening doors for her, Lord, and that you open doors that no man can shut, and you shut doors that no man can open, Lord, that as you open doors, Lord, that you'll say, this is the way, walk ye in it, Lord, and that you will take her from glory to glory, Lord, from step to step, Lord, that as one door shuts, Lord, that another door open, Lord, and that she'll have clarity and understanding for each way to go. Father, that you'll even direct her in friendships and relationships that she has, Father, that she will know that there will be some, Lord, that you'll put it on her heart, Lord, to pull away from, Lord, but that you'll bring those to her that will be for her good, that will be for her, that will be true friends, that will be true relationships and God connections in her life, Father. So in Jesus' mighty name, I pray and I thank you, Lord, for her and I bless her. Amen. I think we're going to get cut off in about 30 seconds, so I was trying to kind of hurry.
Last time I called, kind of late sometimes, but I'll be led by the Spirit of God. But God bless you and thank you for touching the green in prayer with me. Continue to have a strength for God. Continue to minister and continue to let God use you exactly the way he desires to use you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, girl. I enjoyed you, Ruth. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Ruth.
Thank you. Bless you.
All right. Thank you very much.